definitely do.
Hey, Russ, did you know Young Jock was married?
Young Jock?
Yeah.
Here, let me turn my music down. No, I didn't.
Well, guess what?
I thought he was going with Carly Red.
Exactly. Young Jock's estranged wife is officially ending their 13-year marriage. He's been married for 13 years.
Wow.
According to reports, Alexandria Robinson is citing adultery as her main reason for the split. And here's the thing. Can't say nothing about it because all she's got to do is show the judge snippets of he and Carly Red on Love & Hip Hop. But they haven't.
And they got three kids.
Yeah, what the hell? But the two haven't been together since like February 2012. But can you believe he's been married for 13 years? That is cray. And speaking of cray, well, it all started when a Tamar fan posted a clip of Tamar's concert with the caption, "The ish that goes on at your concerts, LMAO. So Tamar commented, it was all fun. She's like, oh, but I have an Instagram stalker. I probably should just be quiet. So the Instagram stalker responded and said, yeah, oh, that's me. Guess who the Instagram stalker was? Toni Braxton's assistant. Now, you know, if it's somebody's assistant, they pretty much know the ins and outs of the family. They know everything.
Right.
So it just got real nasty.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote back, she's so booked yet on IG all day commenting about me and my friends' pictures, but has my number, but I'm the stalker. And then hashtag, couldn't read if you had a book in front of you, niece. What is that about? And then he writes, go ahead and tell him why you really mad, sir. Grow up already, 38 years old. And then he writes, she writes, I'm unbothered. Was this post to and about me or nah? I'm unbooked and unbothered. So he wrote back to her, unbooked, unbothered, unsold, unsung, unfortunate.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
How old are you? Let me tell you something. You don't mess with a flamboyant. You just don't, because all they have is words. Okay.
Get you good.
It's going to go
get
down.
Get you told.
And then he wrote, I am not K. Michelle.
Wow.
Hashtag, he won.
Hashtag, he's looking for work.
Yeah, he is. You know Toni had to. She's got to let him go.
You got to let him go.
It'll be interesting to see what happens
from
this.
You don't know my sister like that.
You can't do it. Family is thicker than anything else. So, yeah, he got to go. Jay-Z and Timbo may be forced to answer questions about Big Pimpin'. Radar Online reports that the two are being accused of copyright infringement, and they've ignored previous requests for depositions. Now, Jay and Timbo have also allegedly refused to disclose info about the song's profits.
Duh. Now, that song is what? 8
Big
years old?
Pimping.
10 years old.
2000.
Why are you trying to go get him now? Soup, you want to explain that, please?
Oh, he's trying to eat. He's just trying to get him to give him
but
a
But the song
payout.
Is literally 14 years old.
It doesn't
old.
Matter. It's worth money.
Wow.
You know all right,
what?
Soup.
I'm shocked that they didn't just break him off some just to send him
right. I am, too. I'm
How
very
long has it been
right,
in litigation?
Soup.
Though?
It's been a litigation by the
they're
2 years.
Trying to eat. They're just trying to get money.
Shut up,
all right,
please
soup. Hey, I'm doing soup. Exit stage left.
All right, so lastly, Lifetime's controversial biopic about the late Whitney Houston now has its Bobby Brown. Who would you cast, Russ?
Tito Jackson.
All right, it's Arlen Escarpado. He's going to play Barbie.
Who?
I mean, Bobby. Yeah.
Barbie?
Bobby. He's been on shows like The Client List. You probably don't. I'm going to see some more shows that he's been on, so you'll know who I'm talking about. All right, I'm Outfreedas. That's Hot Off the Wire. You want more stuff? Go to therestofourmorningshow.com. I know I missed some stuff. Hit me up via Twitter, at Russ Parr Show, RPMS Top Tweets. Hashtag RPMS Top Tweets.
Top Tweets are coming up 26 minutes past the hour.